Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, indeed the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. You may hear some different background noises today. We're in a little bit different section of the house.
We're not in the airplane today.
Okay, now seriously. We're not going back there with the airplane.
Okay.
Gee.
We won't.
I think we should be in Cornzilla.
We should. Oh, no.
I love
no.
that.
Yes, I'm outnumbered.
Thank you. I have a friend. I have
no.
a friend. Thank you.
Okay. So, clearly we have guests
we
in the studio
today.
And we are super excited to have these friends participating in Farm Chatter today. And I'm going to let the two of you just introduce yourselves. Tell us who you are. And anything you want us to know about you right now.
Right now. Well, hello, everybody. My name is Michael Gillespie, and I'm here with my beautiful wife.
Beth Gillespie.
And that was your cue. And we were invited here today to talk all sorts of wonderful stuff about these two women and their amazing farm and all the different stuff that they're interested in and we're interested in. So we are very happy to be here. We live in Charleston. We live in town. I'm a professor at the university, and Beth works as the director of civic engagement and volunteer services. So
Yay.
We
impressive title.
It is very,
very
impressive.
Title.
Yeah, she's got lots of words after hers.
It only took me like 6 weeks to like be able to say the title of the department without being like, okay, now I'm ready. Yeah. Go. Yeah.
I just go work for Eastern.
Right.
That would have been a lot easier.
So we invited the Gillespies here today because Michael is probably our very first customer every week at the farmer's market. And we've really gotten to know Michael and Beth very well. And they are just cool people. So we're going to let them talk to you today a little bit about, I don't know, maybe your interest in food?
Sure.
Yeah.
We like food.
Oh,
we do too.
We do too. And we've kind of all met and talked about food.
Yeah.
And come together over food.
And yeah. Michael brought us a beautiful loaf of bread that we will post pictures of, and you will be so jealous.
You'll be super jealous. And if you hear chewing in the background, it's not me eating bread.
It's one of the cats got it.
That's right. Right. It must be someone else.
Yes. Blame the cats.
Right. So tell us a little bit about your interest in farmers markets and the food scene.
Sure. Well, I remember when I was in grad school, I found the farmers market in Ann Arbor when I was working on my master's degree. And from the moment that I found the market there, and this was quite a long time ago, I fell in love with just the atmosphere and the community in the market. And that the market there has now just become huge, but it was huge back when I was in school there. And but it was just set up, and you walk up, and it was just people who came together around the idea of getting fresh stuff and food and good food and arts and crafts and all sorts of stuff. And so ever since that happened for me, I've always been interested in the markets wherever I've lived. Uh-huh. When we got married, we moved to Jackson, Michigan, and there was a market there that I would go to every week when the market was open. And then when we moved down here, the 18th Street Market wasn't open yet, but the market on the square was. And so I went there. And then when we travel, I always look for the market. It seems like a natural way for people to come together around the goodness of a bounty, about the goodness of food. And the great thing about it is everybody's happy to be there.
They are.
It's not a shopping mall.
Right.
You know,
right.
Everybody's happy.
People gather to talk to each other. Yeah. And we find ourselves, whenever we travel, we seek out farmers markets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just a great atmosphere.
Yeah, it is a great atmosphere.
It's like an instant community.
Yeah. It is.
Pops up. You right. know, whether you're traveling or you're a regular.
Absolutely.
And I feel like in that space, it's just instant community and goodwill. And then when you've got fresh produce that's locally yeah. grown, like what else do you really need?
Right.
Yeah. And nobody's in a hurry to leave unless it's cold and rainy. Right. But then,
sure.
then it's still not really in a hurry to leave. Mm-mm. So, yeah.
It's just a totally different experience.
That's right. Yeah.
You want to tell us a little bit about your diet.
Sure.
And yeah. maybe the two of you maybe have a little bit different diets.
Yeah. I am vegan, and which means that I do not eat anything with a face, a mom, or a pulse, or mm-hmm. anything that came from anything with a face, a mom, or a pulse. Uh-huh. And Beth eats all sorts of things with faces, moms, and pulses. and so we have a very different eating style than each other. So it was an interesting transition. I was a vegetarian when we met, and I think that's our first date was the last time you cooked.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. And it's so bad. So I have zero kitchen skills. Like I can microwave and I can make a turkey sandwich, and that's about the extent of what I am comfortable doing. I make a righteous peanut butter and honey
okay.
sandwich.
Okay. Love it.
So on our first date, he was coming for dinner, and my mom had always said, just get a Stouffer's lasagna, put it into a glass pan. You can cook it and pass it off as your own, right? So I went to the store, and they didn't have like the 5-serving Stouffer's lasagna size. They only had like the individual serving size. So I bought those. I microwaved them, and I put them on a plate still in the plastic. Like there was no salad, no vegetable, like no nothing. And that I think was the last time I cooked for the two of us.
Oh no.
15 years later.
It was the most delicious Stouffer's vegetarian Aww. Lasagna I ever had.
That was nice of you to yeah. say.
Aww. It was also the last Stouffer's vegetarian. But I love to cook, and so I am always happy to be able to do that for us. We all have our strengths, and we all have things that we enjoy, and that's one of mine that I do, so I'm happy to do that. And so I cook meat. I cook eggs. I cook all sorts of stuff, whatever she wants, I'm happy to do. So that's sometimes when I talk to other vegans, especially those that are a little more militant than I about the veganism, it tends to be an issue, because why would you not do that to yourself, but then, you know, kill animals and all that for other people? But my view on it is that just because it's my choice to do it, and it's a choice, doesn't mean that I have to make that choice for other people. Mm-hmm. And because my talent in the household lies in the kitchen, I can't deny someone what they want, basically, because I choose to live a different way. And so I don't know what kind of name you put behind that or not, but I'm happy to give people what they want to eat. So.
Wow. Mm. Beth, have you been tempted to become vegan?
No, not no. for a single second. Sometimes I feel bad when I'm like today I had a turkey sandwich for lunch that I did prepare for myself. And like mid bite, I started to think about like, that this poor turkey had to die so I could have a sandwich, and then I felt bad, but then I just didn't want to think about it. So I turned the TV on and finished right. my sandwich. So
I like it.
And for breakfast this morning, the eggs over easy.
Yeah, I had no problem eating okay. that.
Yeah. None whatsoever.
Nope.
No. Now I used to be, I was vegetarian, and then I developed a pretty severe intolerance to lactose. And so that was the tipping point to go over to vegan. Mm-hmm. There are things that I definitely miss. Like I miss a good, like funky cheese that I just can't do that to myself anymore. I miss cheap soft serve ice cream from the Dairy Queen. But can't roll that way either. So mm-hmm. So the veganism I grew into out of necessity. The vegetarianism was a choice mm-hmm. A long time ago. And it started actually because I used to work at a summer camp as a counselor. And the vegetarian option that the kitchen made was always 10 times better than what was mass produced for the campers. And so the big secret was, tell them you're vegetarian, you get better food. And then, so I did. So I didn't eat, for the first summer I was there, I didn't eat meat the entire summer, And then I got home and I was like, I can do this. And then I did. And I did it sort of, you know, I was in college, so I didn't have a lot of money. So I was sort of a Snickers bar and Slurpee, slushy vegetarian. And then I started educating myself more and learned about it more. And so I was a vegetarian for a long time. And so I've only been vegan for
5 years.
Yeah, 5 years maybe. Yeah.
And it's a true statement. I worked at a different summer camp, but was fake vegetarian all summer because the food was way better. It was like freshly produced and like only made for five of us instead of for, you know, 150. Sure. So
yeah.
So there's a tip for all of you who may be camp counselors.
Tell them you're vegetarian.
Yeah. Go vegetarian for the summer. Yeah. It's better food.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have picked up more vegetarian meals.
Absolutely.
And doing that.
A lot less meat.
Yes, a lot less meat.
I don't know
meat.
That I could give up cheese.
Nope.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
That is tough.
It is a major food group for us.
It is, yeah.
I mean, I'll do cheese and pretzels for breakfast. Sure. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I do it.
It's like my love language, cheese. Yeah. Cheese is my love language.
Yes, yes.
I think you would do cheese and pretzels every night.
I mean, yeah. That sounds like a good snack.
Oh, it is.
I like that. Yeah.
So. Yeah, I definitely, I miss that part. And there's some really great companies, vegan food companies out there that do like artisan cheeses that are made out of cashews or almonds that just look spectacular but cost about $25 for an ounce. Mm-hmm. Not really, but exaggerating.
It's
but
a lot.
It's a lot. And in Charleston, you can't find that stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's hard to mail order. So, you know, I do get some vegan foodstuffs from the natural food store, from the local grocery store. But most of what I make myself. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Which is, I think, the best way to do it. So,
agree.
Yeah.
And Michael has shared some of his gluten-free recipes with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised.
I was too. Yeah. I was too.
And
yeah.
They were delicious.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I don't know. So.
Yeah. You know, I'm not gluten-free. I have to say that.
But you
not,
do make some
rocking. Yeah, you make some rocking.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do have a couple good recipes, but I'm a gluten. I'm a carb man, gluten man. I love it, you know.
Beautiful breads.
Oh, yeah.
Bagels.
Thank you.
It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Yeah. Very good. So one last question about vegan. When you were talking about nothing that has a face or a mother or a pulse or comes from any of those things. Does that include honey for you?
It does include honey for me.
I thought so. Yeah, and I've seen and read different approaches and philosophies to veganism. Mm-hmm. Is veganism.
Veganism,
that's a thing?
Yeah, that is a thing.
Okay. You never know what the isms are.
Sure, yeah.
But I've heard varying views about honey, and we do produce honey and keep honeybees. And so just was curious about where you fell on that spectrum.
Yeah, I'm a no honey person. And it's just simply, you know, if you're going to do something, you got to do it.
Right.
You know?
Sure.
And,
yeah.
So that's, you know, that's my thing. It's you can't, there shouldn't be that shade there for, you know, if you're going to do something, you do it. And that was basically it. So when I was vegetarian, I ate honey all the time. But when I decided that I wasn't going to do dairy and then I was going to make the switch over to veganism, then you started ticking the boxes and you're like, okay, that's going to have to go and that's going to have to go. And so
that would be a challenge.
Yeah.
It really would be.
It is.
So I have a lot of respect for you to do that.
I do too. And I think for me, my appreciation for the way you approach this is that it is your decision for you and that you're non-judgmental. You're probably the least judgmental person I've ever met.
For sure.
And it's that this is what I choose for me. You choose for you. And I'm not going to judge that. And that has really helped me with that view of diet and the thought process behind that. So I appreciate that in you.
Yeah. I appreciate that. You know, I feel like you have to feel good about what you put into your body. And part of it is, you know, the nutrients, but part of it is also feeling good about actually doing it. And so everybody's different. And we all have our points where we like stuff, we don't like stuff, we're going to feel good about stuff or not. And for me, you know, I sit down every day and I make those decisions and I'm great with it and I'm okay with it. So, and for Beth, you know, turkey sandwich every day, she's all right with that. You know, she has her breakfast, usually eggs and toast, and she's all right with that. And I'm grateful that I can do that for her. And I'm not going to ask her to do anything different. So.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, thanks.
That's a beautiful thing. Absolutely. So we are going to continue this conversation in our next episode. It's a cliffhanger.
It is a cliffhanger.
But we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about food and research and food insecurity and things like that. So come back to our next episode.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.